I would say that one of the most important, I guess you could say, pieces of misinformation that we have to face today, things have changed, as I've noted. There seems to be a shift in sentiment. Now, rather than just fighting the overt attacks against us, the overt pushes for vaccines, one of the things we have to look at are the subtle gaslightings, the subtle, I guess you could say, ignorings. I don't think that's a word, but we're going to call it a word today. A lot of people are ignoring the root cause. They're trying to address the issues, the symptoms, I guess you could say, but they're not really addressing the root cause. A perfect example of this is what's happening. There was a good friend of mine, Matthew Burke, owner of thelibertydaily.com, sent me this Facebook post that really shocked him. And it shocked me too. Well, once I started doing research on it, I was even more shocked. This Facebook post was from Everett Public Schools, their athletic department. And as I'm titling an article that I haven't written yet, but I will be writing it, public schools start screening athletes for heart problems while pretending this is normal. Now, here's the thing. They have been, and they're going to, and when I reached out, they actually told me, oh, no, this is totally normal. Okay, there's nothing to see here because we've been doing this for a long time. That's what they'll say. That's what they are saying. And technically speaking, they're correct. There have been organizations out there that have been working for a long time to try to get more heart screenings. You know, they call it screen your teen, more heart screenings, especially for athletes, because of the risk of sudden cardiac arrest. Now, apparently, this does happen to hundreds, if not thousands, of children. Well, we'll call them young people per year. I think that they set it at the limit is 25 years old, right? And they said that it happens to quite a few people, more than we acknowledge. And as I dug through these statistics, I found that this is true. But here's the thing. This limited, they were able to screen, I think, 26,000 students over a decade. Now it seems that they're pushing it to the masses. I'm seeing more and more schools. And for whatever reason, the target date is around March. I saw at least a dozen schools or school districts across the country that are going to be starting in March having these screenings. They're going to get, you know, like I said, they got 26,000 in a decade. They're probably going to get 26,000 a day screened based upon just the sheer fact that this is spreading. It's quietly spreading, though. You're not hearing much news about it. You're seeing it in the local news, but there's not this. Again, one of the beauties of working with thelibertydaily.com is that I am forced to read through the feeds, okay? We go through 250 news outlets. I read every single headline from all 250 of these outlets every day. Okay, when I wake up in the morning, I read back to where I was before, okay? And then I read throughout the day all the headlines and articles that we want to talk about, articles that we want to publish. I read those articles to make sure that they are good. But I do have, as a result, I do get to see a bird's eye view. I get to see, you know, not, I wouldn't call it full data sets because I'm not doing a full analysis. But again, it's more intuitive, I guess. I get to see the sentiment, we'll say, of conservative and alternative media. But I also get to see, because we do focus on local media, I get to see a lot more of the overall picture. You can learn a lot by tracking local media across all the major networks, which we do. You know, on top of those 250 conservative and alternative news outlets, I also follow the feeds of the local news stations. Now, I don't read every single headline because the vast majority of those headlines are going to be about the weather or about, you know, high school sports or about, you know, local politics or whatever, you know. Oh, look, there's a bake sale this week, stuff like that. But I do scan through all these feeds. And as a result, I have been seeing a lot more of this. A lot more schools are doing this. And I've been tracking this news I've been following the news for now, 3 years? And during that time, I've never seen anything like this. Okay. It went from you never heard about it ever to all of a sudden, just in the last couple of weeks, we're hearing, oh, everybody wants tested now. Obviously, this is a result of what the recent, I guess you could say, illumination. Is that the best word for it? People are starting to wake up and they're starting to ask questions. Parents are concerned. I got my kid vaxxed. Now, you know, do I need to get him checked out? I don't want to happen to him what's been happening to all of these various athletes of all ages, these people that seemingly didn't have pre-existing conditions. Now all of a sudden they're collapsing. Many of them are dying. Parents are getting scared. So they're reaching out to school districts, reaching out to doctors, trying to figure out what they can do. And we're seeing this happen. So this, again, is from Everett Public Schools, their athletics department or whatever. It is, I'll just read it. Free EKG heart screenings at Jackson High School on Wednesday, March 1st. The Nick of Time Foundation is raising awareness regarding sudden cardiac arrest in youth. One unifying reality in all of the stories that I've read on these local news outlets, or in this case, through Facebook, not a single one of them will mention COVID-19 or the jabs. Not a single one of them will ever, ever, ever say the word vaccine. They'll just say, hey, you know, get your kid tested for, you know, screen your teen. Let us check their heart to see if there's anything to worry about. There's nothing to worry about, nothing to fear. Everything's normal, folks, except you better get your kids checked. You know, and they don't say, especially if they've been vaxxed, but that's implied. It's one of those things where it's kind of like, hey, they know there's an influx. That's why there's so many of these popping up now. They know there's an influx of concern. So they're just going to address that concern without acknowledging why that concern exists. Folks, the majority of our pharmaceuticals, the ingredients in them, come from China. They are controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. We're already seeing supply chain issues. Pharmacies are running low on a lot of things. And if the crap hits the fan, as a lot of us think it may in the very near future, you will want antibiotics. And the best way to get that is to go to jdrucker.com/meds. You'll be able to get a teleconference with an actual doctor. And then they'll send you meds. They'll send you like 5 different versions or types of antibiotics for the different ailments that could hit us. These are great for long-term storage. You will want them. And it's one of those things where if you need them, then you'll want them. If you don't need them, then at least you'll have them. So, and here's the thing. If you don't have them, you're almost certainly going to need them at least sometime in the near future. So jdrucker.com/meds.